It's great once again to spend time with you, beautiful, wonderful people of God. First and foremost, we're glad that God preserved our life even in this situation. It's a whole pandemic. This is worldwide. It does not recognize us. It does not recognize wealth, power, position. I am not even low in the world, but in the midst of people, God preserve us. Let us
everything inside the washing machine.
I begin to minister the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Gracious. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Okay. Right now, I want to share with us from the book of Revelation. What must we do in this situation? In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, beginning from verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, please underline that, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, please underline it, was in the Isle that is called Patmos. For the word of God, please underline it. Why was he here? For the word of God. And for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard me a great voice as of a trumpet, and 11th and finally, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Sidon, and unto Pergamus, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are building. Thank God for money that has shared in this particular area of going to the Lord, going to know what God has for us. And my son, Naomi, has also laid it on the air. Why am I sharing here? The Lord wants to let us know that he is willing to give us solution, is willing to give us direction, is willing to guide us in any situation. Before I point some scripture, some point of the scripture, I want to remind us, particularly some of us who are here in the kingdom for a while. I know that back in the 70s, back in the early 90s, before this prosperity message came on board. There's nothing wrong with prosperity message. Just that somehow we pull it too far. Any Anytime there was election, anytime there was anything shaking that is nationwide, anytime there was issue like Boko Haram in the life of people in the nations, we always ask ourselves, what is the Lord saying? Please help me to ask yourself, what is the Lord saying? But we are quick. I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me and some others. We are quick to read the newspapers. We are quick to listen to radio. We are quick. And see one video or the other. That is good. But what is the Lord saying? I thank God that my son hinged more on this. The Lord, you could say, is persecution. It's okay. But thank God for John, who was in the spirit. He said the Lord took him to the island of Patmos in this time of persecution, pandemic, and pandemonium. For the word of the Lord, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Beloved, whatever a believer is passing through, he is to glorify God, even though he says we should thank him in all things. He didn't say for all things, but in all things, so that everything will work out for those that he has called, according to his people, because he loved them. These truths shall come to testimony. Now, let me look at the word of God. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in the book. What is it that is seen? Why is he on the island of Patmos? In verse number 9, he said, I, John, your brother in tribulation. It means that was right in the time we're even talking of pandemic, we're talking of Boko Haram. That was the time they are after his own head, legitimately, according to their own law. They are looking for Christians to kill them. And companion in tribulation, I, and in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ. Beloved, to follow Christ, we must be patient. To follow Christ, we should expect, one, test of our faith. How do they come? They come in different directions. Trials, temptations, persecution, they come in even lack, they come in even abundance. But who do we focus on in every situation? Jesus Christ. Because the book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's not the testimony of Satan. It's not the testimony of the devil. Is the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I was in the spirit. So, he was on the island of Patmos. Though the enemy meant it for evil, God meant it for good. So that he will, excuse himself from the laborious work that he was doing, which was good, but quite busy. Many of us are so busy sharing with the people, teaching with the people, but we have kind of lost fellowship with the Lord. And he needed to take us out of our comfort zone. And he could come in form of persecution. And when he was there on the island of Patmos, he said he was in the spirit. On the last day, many of us, pastors especially, we are very busy. Thank God for us. We want to share with the people. We want to let the people know that we are there for them. But we must let the people know that we are not God. So, the way in the ministry is to point the people to Christ and lead the people to Christ and lead the people like Christ. Let the people know Christ so that they will not go from one program to the other one, a breakthrough night to the other one, call it whatever. It's good, but there are a lot of noises in crowd. You can hear God in crowd, make no mistake, but many a time we need to separate ourselves in order to hear God. He was in the spirit on the last day, and he heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet. In the crowd, he might not even hear the trumpet. He might not even hear the sound. But God allowed him to be persecuted and to be taken to the island of Patmos to receive word of God and from God for the seven churches. Amen. The word of God, when we minister to the people by the revelation word, that is, we separate sermon from message. In most cases, we preach sermon. We let them know what is going on. Even some pulpit have turned to a political pulpit where people will know what APC is doing, PDP is doing, what GOP is doing, what Democrat is doing. It's all over here and there. I don't know, all over the nations, the church has been polarized along the party lines, along all kinds of things. And the people need to, it's like there's a vacuum in them that is saying, what is God saying in all this? And as people of God, as leaders, as pastors, we need to let people know what God is saying. We cannot let people know what God is saying. We cannot even hear what God is saying unless we separate ourselves and hear what God is saying. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 27, Paul the apostle had been ministering, busy traveling up and down in Corinth. At a time, he said, I'd rather watch over my soul, lest I preach to others and I myself be cast away. Brethren, the time has come when we need to leave the noise and go to the Lord to know what he will have us do. To know what we ought to do. I thank God for the life of our Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry. He's always going to the Father to know what he must do on a daily basis.
May we tap into what the Lord is doing, because if the Lord himself will not do a thing except the Father, we see that in John chapter 5, verse 19, and verse 30 to 31. And we know that he himself humbled himself before the Father to know what he will tell the people. And in Mark chapter 1, as he came out from where he was praying early in the morning, even before dawn, the disciples said, the people are already waiting for you. He said, let's go to the other village. That is where God wants me to walk today. So we need to be on the cutting edge of what God is doing. We need to cut down on activities. There are a lot of activities, a lot of noise going around, and many programs that are just after maybe some some other things that we probably know than to show the people what exactly the Lord is saying. May God expand that in our spirit in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for the life of Ezra. In Ezra chapter number 10, Ezra chapter 10, verse 7, the Bible says, Ezra would spend time with the word of God first to do it and then to teach the people. Ezra 7 verse 10. Ezra 7 verse 10. Let me read the New Living Translation. It says, and I read, this was because Ezra are determined to study and to obey. Number one is determined to study and to obey the law of the Lord and to teach these decrees and regulations to the people of Israel. First, we are determined to do what? To know our God and His word. Leave the noise alone. Leave the situation and the circumstances alone. The Lord knows how to deal with it and with them. We must not allow our time to be so much divided. Mommy was talking about idols. Some Christians now, their idol is what the world says instead of what the Lord is saying. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. May we know the Lord is what he's doing, and what he's saying, so that we might be able to lead the people aright. Before I round up, let me tell us that Moses was asked to lead the people out of Egypt and to lead the people into the promised land. excuse me, but because of the noise of the people. And Moses had a meek heart, and he was always with the people, thank God. He was always teaching, interceding, and doing whatever with the people. Little did he realize that it is the same people that will make him not to enter the promised land. Let me show us in the book of Deuteronomy, his own testimony. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, in verse 37, he said, "And the Lord was angry with me because of you." He said to me, "Moses, not even you will enter the promised land. Instead, your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will lead the people to the promised land." Why? The people made him to be angry, and he offended the Lord. He ended up in Mount Pisgah, where he could see the promised land, but he did not enter. Thank God, I must tell us that he repented at Mount Pisgah. So, he was the one that first saw the Lord in glory on Mount Transfiguration, where he handed the law over to the Lord. Where is Mount Transfiguration? The promised land. So he saw the promised land in glory. May we never miss what the Lord wants to do with our life and ministry because of even the people that we are leading in Jesus' name. May we continue to walk with the Lord. That is why Paul said, "I will rather watch over my soul, lest I preach to others and I myself be a cast away. May that not be a portion in the name of Jesus." In the midst of everything, we must ask ourselves, what is the Lord saying? It is good to hear the Lord. It is good to say, "Thus hear the Lord." It is good to know the testimony of Jesus Christ, even in this situation, and not to follow this or that, whether they are believers or not, whether they are party politicians or not, but what is the Lord saying? Shall we pray? I want us to pray, "Lord, let me know your will in every situation. I want to know your will in every situation. Give me your word in every situation, that I will not join the bandwagon of what the flesh is saying, but what the Lord is saying." Let us pray. You can unmute your this thing now. And let us pray. Lord, help us to know what the Spirit is saying to them. And the sons of Issachar, they know the signs of the time and what Israel ought to do. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We have the Word of God. May we know what the Spirit is saying and follow the leading of the Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. May we be led by the Spirit and not by the noise, by the flesh. Help us to beat down the flesh that we might hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Help us to be people that are on the cutting edge of what God is saying. Help us to not be carried away by the noise around us.
Help us
focus on Christ and on the Lord crucified.
He
says, I will not leave you as humble.
So from the noise and
I will send the comfort. Who will tell you, show you, reveal to you everything from me. So we will not receive the people of His presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.